And welcome back for this week's Campfire Musical Sesh. We're joined in the studio by my co-host, John Burdick, of course.
Hello, hello.
And we have Mel Soul in studio. Mel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Mel, tell us a little bit about your background. You said that you were from Orem when we were talking off the recording, yes?
I am. I grew up in Orem.
So how did you find your way over to Park City?
Back in 2017, I did a songwriters contest not too far from here. And a good friend of mine, she goes by Elizabeth B., she recommended that I go to the cabin for their open mic. And ever since then, I've just kind of built a little community here and I've gotten to know pretty much almost everybody around this town. So I've been really grateful since then.
Yeah, Elizabeth was on our show last year.
Yeah.
And it was exciting to have her in studio. How long have you been playing? Primarily guitar. What instruments do you play?
Yeah, mostly acoustic guitar. I've been writing since I was 21 years old. I'm 35 right now. And it's just been my passion ever since. It's just led me to meet a lot of people and songwriters. And now I just do it full time and it's been a dream.
You were just coming off of a residency. That's right. You were out in Colorado?
Yes, I was in Fruta for a month. This place called Our Lady of Perpetual Motion. It used to be a church. Now it's like a venue / art studio, and it's also an Airbnb. But basically, they just took in four different types of artists. There was a sculptor, a muralist, and somebody that does lighting and photography. And then I was their first musician. And so we just spent a month there creating projects. And my main project was a musical. So I did a rough draft of first act for my musical. And that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. What's your musical about?
It's called My Turn. It's actually based off of a song that I wrote not too long ago, just about wanting to be seen. And the musical, it's kind of funny. It's a mixture of stories of where I grew up in Orem and also just like circumstances where you would just know that you're from Utah. And so I may or may not be competing a little bit with Book of Mormon musical. So we'll see what happens after it's done.
I don't know. Maybe a reference or two to a dirty soda in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
So tell me a little bit about how you got into music. How did you get into what you're doing now?
I've been a singer since I was in junior high school. I didn't start writing songs or just one song until I went to college. And that was back in 2012. So I've been doing open mics for a little bit of time. And my music didn't actually become more relatable until I came back from Nashville. I moved there for a couple months, got into some situations where it wasn't safe. And then I came back in 2017. And that's when I was worried if that was when my music career was over. It was actually when it started, when I had more relatable content to share with people. Elizabeth just saw a lot in me, and she's always been like one of my best friends, and I'm just really grateful ever since I met her, and she helped me push myself in my career.
We would love to hear some of your music. What do you want to kick off the show with here?
I'd love to start with the song that I wrote my musical about, basically.
Love it. So a little tease of the musical. Do you have a name for the working title?
It's called My Turn.
Well, here's My Turn right here live from the KPCW studios. Take it away.
These days are fine. Twisting winds of fate will never change mine. No matter how hard I try, and the same man with the same broken hands tries to hold my soul. No intent to glow. When is it my turn? When is it my turn? When is my turn? Ooh, when is my turn? When is my turn? When is my turn? I take the stage. They sing all my praise and never fill my cup. But I have not enough. And the same girl with the long blonde curls takes the golden mic. She'll be remembered for all time. When is my turn? 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 Oh, when is my turn? Ooh, when is my turn?
Thank you. Well, it's our turn to hear that song and the listeners. So thanks so much for playing it here. And if you're just tuning in, we are sitting down for this week's music sesh with Mel Soul live in studio.
Mel, is that your actual name?
It's Melanie, but okay. Everybody calls me Mel.
Nice. So,
yeah.
It's almost like you have a name that you had to be a musician, right? Yeah. Mel Soul.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process. You said that you've been doing songwriting for a while. What is it like for you to write a new song?
You know, it's funny. This is my least favorite question out of all the questions you could ask me. It's more easy to answer the question of, like, how did you write this song specifically than, like, what's your writing process? Because it's literally different every single time. Ever since I wrote my first song, what happened was a bunch of songs that were basically trapped inside my brain just kind of opened like a door. And so they would pop in at random times when I'd be at the grocery store or at 3 a.m. and just be like, okay, I gotta write this song. Like, of course it comes now at the least, you know, time when I want it to arrive. But yeah, so it really depends on if I feel like sharing a message specifically, or if there's just a melody that's in my brain that I just need to connect to words to. It's different with every song. From what I've noticed, men have a better time, at least with co-writing. Men have a better time with guitar riffs and writing from the guitar, and then women have a little bit better time writing with words. So it's kind of strange. That's just something I've noticed working with other musicians. I always have a little notebook or a little note in my phone just for inspirational lyrics that will just come to my brain. So.
As far as collaborating, have you been working with a lot of musicians here in Utah?
I have, yeah. A majority of musicians I work with are from Utah or outside the borders of Utah. When I first started recording, I worked with a producer who mainly worked with rap artists in Utah. There's this one artist that's from St. George that I worked with many times. He goes by Rufio. He's a great rapper, and he's also like really clean, and it's just been a great process to work with people locally around here and learning from musicians that I've had opportunity to get to know.
And what was that like working with a producer that specifically worked on rap? Were they pushing you in that direction, or were they letting you kind of be your organic self?
It was kind of fun, actually. I did do projects that were similar to rap music. I have a whole EP where it's a mix of rap and folk music.
Folk rap.
Yeah, folk rap. Yeah.
Of course. Describe your style.
I think my style right now is like folk indie. And then I also have a band. And when I describe my band, it's folk rock because it's a mix of my stuff and also covers. And we just kind of make it sound a little bit louder and more fun to engage with.
Please tell us of any shows that you have coming up so our listeners can go and check you out.
We have a show at Gracie's in Salt Lake City on February 28th, 6 to 9 p.m.
If you were to look 10 years down the line, are there any venues that you just are craving to go and play at?
You know, it's weird, but, and it's just a dream, but I would love to play Madison Square Garden one day.
Nice.
It's just a dream, though, but we'll see.
You got to shoot high, right?
Right, yeah.
Are there any concerts that come back in your mind that you remember that kind of stuck out as a unique experience?
You know, the first time I played the Stateroom, I actually didn't think I'd ever play the Stateroom, but It was for a reggae festival, which is funny because we didn't really do much reggae. But we opened for all the bands, and I just remember thinking, I'm just going to take it because I've always wanted to play the stateroom. And not too long after I played the stateroom, I saw a Facebook post that I posted like a couple of years ago saying, I'm going to play a stateroom. I was like, wow, I just manifested that without even realizing. So
if our listeners want to find out more about Mel Soul, what's the best way to find your music?
I pull up on Google, which I'm really proud of. So if you just look up M-E-L-S-O-U-L, that's two words, I should be the singer that pulls up, and there's all my music there. And yeah, I'm just really proud of it.
I can't confirm. I just looked you up, and yeah, there you are. Yep. No, it seems to just be you, Mel.
Yes. Cool. Great.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We're going to close the show out with another original from Mel Soul. What would you like to play?
You know, I think I'll do one from my album called What I've Learned, one of my original songs.
And what's this about?
So it's actually about my band teacher. He kicked me out of drumline, and it was a very traumatic experience. And I just wanted to write a song saying that I forgive you, and also you have no power over me. So, yeah.
Mel Soul, thank you for joining us today on the Community Campfire, and take it away.
You shut me down, and my eyes look blue crying to void. I know if it hurts you anymore, and the look in your eyes right now. Here I was 17, did what I could, did what I could every day to survive. Even when I look back, I still know that the dream was never mine. I should just let it go. Dreams come around, but they fall. Some will make you, some will break you. Either way, you'll find how strong you really are. Wish I could tell you how I feel. Even after so many years, just wanna tell you, thank you. Making me stronger, faster, and wiser. You'll never break me apart, no matter how hard you try. I got the spirit inside, see. I still know you were sorry, you really felt bad. That's okay, 'cause I forgive you.